from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A good start to your week, hopefully, is happening for you on this Monday. We got plenty to talk about. NFL football's back this week. Now, it's preseason, but even the first sights of NFL football will feel like food for many of us. I do believe it's the longest offseason in professional sports, and ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get a real treat this Thursday because you get to see the Chicago Bears, a team I'm obviously very excited about. You'll also get to see the Texans.
Do we have a rep update yet?
No.
Okay.
Figured you'd have that for me.
I figured you'd be refreshing.
You know what?
Brad Bush's Twitter account. What's his name? Who's your guy?
Who?
The guy of Chicago who you love so much. Brad something.
Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs.
I leave the preseason betting up to you. So I'll expect you to inform me.
Okay.
Bears are a 2.5-point favorite this week. Now, that game's not until Thursday from Canton, Ohio, the Tom Benson Hall of Fame stadium. Bears, Texans, yeah, football's here. Training camp's all started. Ja Morant was inducted into the Murray State Hall of Fame over the weekend. Had the Grizzlies contingent there. Zach Kleiman was there, as well as Taylor Jenkins, paying great respect to their superstar. And I thought their superstar said some things that were appropriate. Speaking of superstars, we saw the Olympics and the big boys step up, didn't we, John? Oh, KD and Bron.
Yes, they did.
Stepped up for us. Everybody thought we were going to have a problem with Serbia, even though we dusted them off in the friendly. No problem, right?
Yeah.
Not when you got KD. Somebody didn't play.
And they looked a little sad about it.
Don't worry, Steve Kerr says he's going to fix it. Ed Scott, the new AD at Memphis, this is his first day today. And I'll tell you what, he may be a little confused today. I'm going to tell you why. Daily Memphian's doing a countdown of the top 25 Memphis athletes of the century. Is that right, John?
Since 2000.
And if you were going to explain to him how y'all put this together, I think he might get confused. You know why? Because I'm confused and I'm from here.
Well,
so you're going to have to answer for what are we? We've done 16 through 25. Some very controversial picks. I will hold you accountable because you are the representative here on the show. It's not your only job. It's a part-time job, right? But you are their representative.
Yes.
And so there are some names already in 16, 20. I question, what are we doing here?
Well, I can only answer for myself.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, you turned your list in.
Correct.
Others at the DM turned a list in. I imagine this is the...
Yes. So any questions you have about my ballot, I'm happy to answer.
Okay.
I can't obviously, I don't know who voted for what.
Okay.
I mean, I could shake Jeff down and obviously I could.
Did Jeff vote or is he just writing about y'all's votes?
Jeff voted. Everybody voted.
Okay, everybody there voted.
Jeff, Frank, Parth, Tim.
Except for Chris Harrington.
John Varlis, Chris Harrington did not. No, he did not.
Abstained.
Phil Stukenborg helped out.
Wow.
I obviously submitted my ballot.
Okay.
David right. Boyd. So everybody voted.
I'm confused by some of the criteria.
But again, I am happy to sort of address my own.
Nobody consulted with the old boy on the preps. I guess y'all had that in Varlis already, huh? I did cover some of this century on the preps.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Nobody even checked in with me.
We should have.
I'm a whole David Boyd responsible for that. He used to be my preps boss.
Well, if we
didn't care what I thought.
If Phil.
I'm not with the DM, though, in my breath.
A ballot, you know, you could have submitted a ballot. I think it's absolutely right. But
wow.
I think you know.
Well, I've been humbled on this Monday.
Yes, you have. Yes, you
just
have.
Just out of the game.
I think maybe next century we can maybe see what you got. You know, go from there. But,
thanks a lot, guys.
I can't, you know, it wasn't my decision.
Covered some preps.
It was.
Covered some big timers.
It wasn't my decision.
Appreciate y'all seeking my opinion.
Well, we're going to work through this. I promise. We're going to get through this. And you're going to have to handle this.
It's a lot to discuss.
David off the air, man. I can't do it on the air.
All right.
But yes, the United States looked incredible over the weekend. I guess everything.
Because
right?
You only watched one thing.
Fair enough. Yes. It's true. I only watched basketball this weekend. I did not watch.
We looked good in women's soccer.
Yeah.
Recently.
I mean, I expected that, right? I mean, the United States women, you expect them to look good and you know.
We look good in mountain biking.
Okay, good.
We look good in swimming.
Okay.
Your boy watched more Olympics than I expected to.
Well, good deal.
And I left the basketball side of things to you because I knew you'd be glued in. Plus, I was at church for most of basketball.
Right. Well, the United States.
I feel like
piece.
I watched everything else.
Yeah, I watched, I was watching every country play. I watched all the games.
I got to correct the record. Last week, I thought flag football was this go-round.
Correct.
It's not.
No, it's not.
And that's why I sent you on a dead man's mission last week looking for flag football odds. It doesn't start till 28.
Humiliating.
So, again, terrible on my part.
I'm over here asking Caesars, where's y'all flag football?
Right. Breaking in.
Yes.
Flag football, not till 28.
Not till 28.
Sorry about that.
No worries, man.
I'm going to get straightened out, and at some point, I'm going to see some breaking.
Yes, exactly. Has it not happened yet?
Not that I've seen.
Okay. Got it. Well, anyway, yes, we'll get into all of that today here on the show, as well as, you know, some good old money-back guaranteed grade A USDA outrage about the opening ceremony.
Oh, boy.
Some good stuff.
Saw some good stuff on my Facebook.
So we'll get into that today here on the show. Jason Fitz scheduled to join us at 1:25, and then at 1 o'clock, Jason will be giving a respect burger to the Olympics committee for that ceremony. So that is the show today. But we're going to sum all this up. We have a lot of different things that we need to touch on. And the way we're going to do that is, I think people are probably used to it by now, we're going to package it all up, and we're going to do it as part of a segment that we call Cap or No Cap.
Cap. It means lion, but built different now. It's Cap.
I'm going to say Cap.
For No Cap.
I'm going to say that's No Cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
You spent your weekend watching the Olympics.
It's No Cap.
Look at this.
I was trying to remember this on the drive in. What was our number last week on over-under?
It's 0.5.
Because I went way over. That's
what
I thought. You don't expect to.
Right.
And I think Jeffrey was touching on this morning. He's on Jeff's show. He's absolutely right. Once you've got USA up there, though, and you're in the semifinals or the finals, and it's for a medal, you just lock in. Brad's right, Brad. Man, you do. You lock right in. And I did. And also because there's not much else on, you know. I haven't bought Peacock for this. And so many others apparently are getting an experience where you can go watch anything you want to. I've been stuck. I've sort of stuck myself to just what's on NBC. And a lot of times they'll put you on something you don't want to see. You know, they got some equestrian stuff going on when Coco Gauff's playing. But what I found myself was locked to NBC all weekend and watching, whether it was swimming, whether it was, as I said, we got a silver in mountain biking. I'm watching mountain biking, John. Why? First day Saturday, it felt like we were watching two of them slip around on the cyclist stuff through the city and everything else. It's all rainy there. You're watching them slip. I watched a ton of it, and you know what? I smoothly enjoyed it. Really did. And I finished it off with some gymnastics. And also what I found is I like to watch early. And weekend allows for that. But I like to watch early because I like it live.
Right.
I know they've made it a show by the time you get the tape delay, and they're going to show you the highlights and everything else, but I like getting my medals live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
But I found myself more locked in than I thought I would be, and I came away fulfilled. I really did.
You came away fulfilled.
I did. Even that, what's my man, the French swimmer, is it Lyon, and it's not Leon, you got to pronounce it Lyon. Is it Marchand or something like that, along those lines?
Yeah.
Dude is tremendous. He's like the French Michael Phelps.
Right.
See how far he was ahead of everybody else in the, what was it, the medley. the individual medley. My goodness. I mean, even I found myself just in terms of when you've seen the great performers for other countries locking into, because I think there's just something about the Olympic Games that once it's on and it's for that medal, you get in. And, John, this does not apply to you because you only watch basketball. We heard that from Jeff.
Yeah.
It's a little bit disappointing your Olympic watching this weekend. Now, I will say, you got two young kids.
Yes.
You know. You got a lot going on. You got 17 jobs.
My wife went to Mamma Mia last night.
Mamma Mia. How was it?
She said she loved it.
Okay.
Said it was a great show, but that meant that I was alone.
You're locked in. You're playing daddy the whole time.
Oh, buddy.
And so for you, you have it's not just, hey, well, John just gambles and he's just watching it. You have two young ones over there.
Yeah, I don't get to just.
When one's done, it's moved on from you, the other one needs attention.
Exactly.
My goodness, man.
Exactly. No, we're in the trenches. But
you're in the thick of it.
As Dwayne Wade would say, he knows me personally, and my pronouns are basketball lover. That is what I identify as. So while you guys could have your swimming and your precious moments and
loved
your
it.
Patriotic moments. Brad had the wine in the opening ceremony. Was it ruined? Was it ruined?
I don't think he was the only one.
It was beautiful.
Okay,
many,
good.
Many
the
people watched
thing.
The opening ceremony.
I watched every single one of those 4 hours from 6:30 to 10:30.
Now, that's a little much.
No, it was beautiful. Celine at the end. It was
Celine good.
That
had
that
was her first performance in a while.
And then the air balloon lift of the cauldron. My
yes.
God,
very
it was
impressive.
Awesome. The whole thing was
so
fabulous.
So was the light show of the Eiffel Tower that we got before.
Yes.
That,
no
that,
complaints
the light,
here.
That was impressive.
It's amazing to me, though, that you've gone an entire segment about how great the Olympics are without mentioning the mockery that they made of the Last Supper. That's what's amazing to me.
So you just fell in there right on with all them Facebook fools.
I
you just
saw that,
whatever
and I
you
said,
see.
You know what? I'm not watching the Olympics. I'm only going to watch basketball. That's
I'm not sure Brad's aware of the controversy.
Oh, he's got to be.
Well, he was sipping. And so, remember they were sipping wine
what's
over
the
there.
The controversy?
They were sipping, so they have no idea what they were looking at.
Maybe it missed him because it wasn't really what it was.
What? Possibly that.
Right? Like
now, I had gone to get I think a sandwich at that point.
Is that right?
So I didn't see it. I didn't see it either live or tape delay.
So I wasn't.
I can tell. You need to know about it.
I didn't watch any of the Olympics. I was actually doing BetMGM tonight, so I didn't have any chance to watch anything live, right? But there was I don't know if it was at the end or whatever the case may be, but there was a collection of performers.
Careful.
Performers, bro.
Careful.
Performers.
Be
performers.
Careful. This is dangerous
territory already stuck the landing. Performers, okay? Who were recreating a scene from what the Olympics called Dionysus, like the Greek.
Not Dionysus.
Yeah, not Dionysus. But people, because Brad. They walk around with sort of, a desire almost to be outraged, they interpret it as.
Yeah, well, even some could have been would not even have the desire, but.
But how could you possibly see it?
Were mistaken.
Way?
They were mistaken.
Yeah, anyway, they thought that.
It's very confusing.
This scene was a mockery of the Last Supper. Which they took as Christian persecution. Okay, now how they took a Smurf, in blue body paint and interpreted that as having to do
again,
anything.
Because
with,
I think I'm not on that side. But what I'm saying is, I can understand people honestly making a mistake just because I had mentioned it just when we were watching the torch moving live. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
And my point is that it was a very artsy ceremony.
It was very
obviously
artsy.
We're in Paris. And so misinterpretations were the ceremony, the folks that planned this probably should have expected some, although clearly I believed them, John, that they had no intention. This was not the Last Supper, but many took it that way, whether it's the people John said, they're always looking to be angry and looking for something, or people that maybe honestly, mistakenly, thought it was the Last Supper that they were looking at or their rendition.
Yes.
So, and I mean, who it included in. It was not that.
Exactly.
It was not that.
The director of the opening ceremony has said that. He has said as much. He said
right.
that the Last Supper was not the inspiration behind the scene.
Very controversial, bro.
He said
it's made big news.
Dionysus.
The thing I did see on social media was the androgynous camp that was saying that, you know, it was a way to, you know, alternate lifestyle type stuff.
Well,
you know,
that, and their point
and
was we're
intermingling.
Well, their point on that was we're including everyone.
Yeah.
The ceremony did make a statement on
that we are including all
walks.
I don't give a crap. I enjoyed the whole.
But this was not the Last Supper.
It was noir. It's Paris. You know, it's part of art.
But you had many people.
It's
Paris in 2024.
Right. Yeah. I was not offended by any of it. You just gotta
understand that this is the world that we live in today. Right. You can like it. You can hate it.
I'm still a Christian. I have watched it and enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, this would be.
And you're entitled to that. I think I'm in the same boat with.
Well, and I would say, for
what I saw.
Yeah. I guess you could be entitled to be offended and outraged if you want. But I would say this, and I had to learn this in my 33 years.
But know what it was. Know what the intention was before you get yourself outraged.
Your life will be exponentially better, right, if you just stop looking to be outraged. Exponentially.
That's a pretty good lesson.
If you just sort of take things as they come and realize that there are just going to be things that are out of your control. And again, I had to learn this, right? So I'm speaking from experience here. But if you can just accept that there are certain things that are out of your control, and the only thing that you can control is your reaction to it, your life will be better. I promise. You will just walk around happier, a happier person. There's a lot of things in the world worth getting angry over.
Sure.
I don't think it was the opening ceremony, skit or whatever.
Just like you are entitled to say this and say that. I don't see what's so to be appalled about. Folks are entitled to be angry if they want to do that. If they want to eat up part of their time, you know, being angry. You're entitled to that is my point.
I can't sit up there
and tell you you're wrong. My point is just know if your issue is with that scene, know what the intention was, and as opposed to, you know, just getting angry that you saw it as one thing that it was not intended to be.
I know that the French were upset it rained. That literally rained on their parade, which sucks, but that was the big bummer for them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It was an amazing performance and setup, though.
Which leads us to the next one. The Olympics sold Paris instead of the athletes. Is that cap or
100%.
No cap?
It's no cap. Now, that's 1,000%. Because the athletes, I mean, you were looking for a spectacle coming down the Seine and barges, and it was different, and that's great. But let's be real, too. A lot of those smiles were fake. Those athletes were miserable because of the rain, and no, you can't plan for the rain. But everything was about Paris, and I would tell you, I mean, it felt like a, you know, come to Paris, come see Paris, as opposed to look at our wonderful Olympic athletes, when it feels like most of the opening ceremony is about that usually. It's about your athletes. They are the star on a night where, again, the athletes should have been the star. And it's a new way, and I realize the rain plays a part in that because they're all – you know, in ponchos, that's only one thing. You know, there's only so much you can see wet athletes in ponchos. I just thought it was more about that. They made the ceremony more about Paris and the spectacle of Paris. Come to Paris than they did the athlete. I just, you know, that's my opinion on the ceremony.
Yeah, again, I didn't see it, so I saw like pictures.
I mean, Brad watched it. Since you didn't watch, I mean, Brad watched all 4 hours. Would you agree with that, or would you go, you know, they did feature the athlete first? I
honestly could give a crap about most of those athletes. No disrespect to the athletes. I know it's about them.
Literally, yeah.
I love Paris, though, and I love performance. I thought Celine was amazing, and the story. I always watch for the stories, too. Like, the production of the athletes is cool, and they tell their individual stories, and they have those produced. They're, like, not, you know, because there's only so much you can do with a live cam watching in a rainstorm. So, to your point, I agree with you. They didn't feature the athletes, but NBC did a pretty good job trying to.
Well, and the ratings went way up.
Like, they told the story about the cathedral, for example. They were trying to finish that thing up for this, and they didn't get it done because they're trying to do it authentically. So, stories like that one, you know.
Yeah. So, look, I was not boycotting the Olympics.
I hear you, though, Jason. It definitely was. It was about Paris more than it was those athletes.
Not that I'm gonna, like I said, gonna hold up some sign about it or anything. But if you're leaning one way or the other,
yeah,
I think it was definitely.
LeBron
about...
had to hold an umbrella. That's not ideal, you know.
No,
that's why I've always said that the Olympics.
Did he or was he holding
Memphis.
Up just the flag and letting that rain hit him in the face in poncho? I just thought I saw his hand on the.
I guess he had the
umbrella?
Poncho. Yeah, yeah. Somebody next to him had an umbrella.
An umbrella. I mean, he was right at the front of the boat taking the majority of the rain.
He was getting blows
out
there.
Man, those athletes looked absolutely miserable.
Yeah, they did.
And many of them didn't have a cover on their boat or whatever else. So they were drenched down to their underwear.
They really were.
That could not have been fun.
No.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, the Olympics should be in Memphis next time. You know, we would make it about the athletes.
No, L.A.'s got us. We're going to be just fine.
Can we go down the Mississippi with our boats?
But I will say, I mean, they couldn't have planned for the rain. And if you didn't have rain, you probably got a lot of athletes out there who were saying this was the, you know, and they already did. But it sounds, some of it sounded as if it was spin. But you already, if no rain, it comes off the way you want it to. And maybe those athletes are feeling a little bit more featured.
Yeah.
But the light shows and the lasers and the whole thing were pretty impressive.
Yeah. Did we need Gaga and Celine?
Probably for Paris.
I guess.
I mean, you know, Celine has stiff person syndrome.
Dude, you act like this is new info every time. We've discussed it several times. I know she's come back from quite a bit.
Yeah.
So just to be able to sing and stand up there is something, yes.
I'm pretty sure that's her first performance in years.
Yep.
Like, in literal, her first live performance in a long time, you know, because of the conditions.
Respect.
Will she be getting one officially?
No.
Okay. So not that much.
But I mean, you just gave her one. You just gave her your own. So
yes.
You go right ahead.
But what did she sing? She didn't sing...
It was a song written by a boxer for a romance in the 50s or the 40s.
Well, did you see Kelly? John didn't.
It was a performance for all time, in my opinion.
Bro, Kelly Clarkson afterwards couldn't even speak.
It was unbelievable.
She said, "I cannot speak," to Tirico or whoever was there with her. It was Peyton Manning, Kelly Clarkson, and was it Tirico in the middle of them?
Yeah.
And neither Kelly could speak, and Peyton didn't have anything to say. It's a Celine Dion
special,
but it left this weird little trio they had covered, and it's speechless. And I don't know. Kelly, you're the singer. Speak on it. She couldn't. She was so moved.
Right. She was moved.
Because you all don't understand what Celine's been through, and I'm not joking about it. It's been a lot. And that's why Kelly was so moved.
Absolutely. Okay.
Why is she there, though?
Well,
they got all their NBC people there, and some of it's ridiculous.
Why is anybody there, you know?
Because they're on an NBC show. That's why they're there. Anybody on Saturday Night Live, they're all over there.
Right. But Kelly's not on NBC?
Except for Colin Jost, who they sent to Tahiti, because he's got, who knew, some surfer background in him.
Yeah.
And so they got him up in Tahiti covering the surfing, which obviously is time zones away. Have you been watching any?
No.
Okay.
Nor will I. So, anyway. All right. Kevin Durant, Slim Reaper, Easy Money Sniper, solves everything.
Snow cap felt like all these so far, no cap.
That was really easy money sniping.
23 points in 17 minutes, he the man.
Whew.
We've missed him.
Yeah.
It's sad this is coming down to two guys, but I guess we've got the right to, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that was...
Him and LeBron.
That was pretty... That was as good as it gets on the international stage, that performance he had. I mean, it was just like he was just in that mode. He was pulling up in transition from three. Like, it's just, like, the Serbs couldn't do nothing with him. And it's amazing. Like, they probably, like, they needed every bit of it. They may lose if Kevin Durant doesn't go in that one. I know they'd put Tatum in there, but Tatum ain't KD.
Mm-mm. No, not at all. At some point, he's going to be starting. I guess the only issue is you don't want to press too hard if you're Steve Kerr. And then, you know, something happens, God forbid. And not only are you responsible for pushing too hard on KD and maybe going to be accused of needing him too much, you know, you got the Phoenix Suns who are going to be awfully mad at you as well. So he said as much. I mean, that's why he only went to 17 minutes, and you hope that it's a deal where you can ramp him up and you don't have any setbacks. But if there is one, I'm with you, John. You could be in a little bit of trouble in terms of the rest of the way. He is that important. And it just feels like the rest of the team are deferring to those two. Like, even the Stephs of the world, it's those two have got to be good for us or else we're in trouble type deal. And, again, if you've got them both healthy, good thing.
Yep.
It looks like you've got the separation between you and the rest of the world.
Yep.
If you've got both healthy. If not, a little closer.
That was, I mean, again, Serbia is a great world team.
This is twice now they've made them.
Yes.
You know, one obviously counting for pool play, one not. In the
and
friendly.
Bogdanović played in this one. He didn't play in the first one.
Nah.
So, I mean, they were full strength.
I don't think I was aware of that.
And, of course, like, you're playing for, point differential, right? Because if you're going to finish third in your group, you know, you have to hope that you have the best or the least point differential, right? Because they take the top two teams from each group, and then they take three third-place teams based on point differential. So, you know, that's what you're hoping to have there. And it was just an absolute undressing. It was an absolute undressing of Serbia. Now, I will say this. They were even in the Jokic minutes. Jokic played them to a tie in his minutes.
It's impressive.
And they were minus 26 in his
he's gotta
off
come
minutes.
Off. I mean, you have to come off.
And that's amazing. And I think he played the majority of the game.
I mean, our depth is one of the strengths of this team, and so that's going to – it won't just be Serbia that's suffering when their main guys go down.
Embiid,
what happens to Spain when Santi sits?
Oh, they're a mess. They're a mess with him, really.
Shouldn't even be in the same sentence with Jokic, but we get the point.
Embiid continues to be a miserable fit. I'm not sure why he continues to start. He's just terrible for this team. They were -8. U.S. wins by 26, but they were -8 in minutes when he was on the court.
Mm.
So I don't know what it is about Joel Embiid and this team. I honestly guess I do. It's because the ball sticks, right? That's the problem. You know, you got KD, LeBron, everybody else out there. They're moving the ball around. They're having fun. Steph. And then with Joel, it just sticks. That's what happened the first 4 minutes of the game. That's why they got down 10-2 because they were force-feeding Joel Embiid, and it just wasn't working. So, yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. They'll win the gold. I think there's really pretty much no doubt about that at this point. I just wonder if they'll make a starting lineup change. It may not matter. It's like, who cares? Like, nobody can touch the United States even with...
Just in terms of getting Durant in there or changing you're talking about in the front court?
Yeah, in the front court. I mean, I guess you take Drew out. I mean, who are you taking out in the starting lineup? I guess you could take Drew out because he's not been great.
Drew's glue. I love him.
Yeah, so you have...
It's not all about offense with him.
Yeah, it's like, who's it right now? I think it's Steph, Drew, LeBron, Joel Embiid, and I can't remember who the other starter is at the top of my head.
It will be KD eventually.
But yeah, KD's going to work his way back in there for sure. He was incredible last night. And we also got the debut of Dwayne Wade's new punchline, which he said... a lot of people focused on the three times that he said it in the United States game, but I watched the France-Brazil game when he debuted it. So four times in two games.
Well, I didn't hear this. I missed it like you missed the opening ceremony. What's the punchline? What's his go-to that he keeps saying?
When there's a big play, he says, "That's LeBron James. Y'all know him as King James. I know him personally. His pronouns are he, him." And he said it. He said it three times in the same game. About different.
Yeah, you can. You just need to do it one time. Don't try so hard.
If that.
No, he clearly was rehearsed this. And
do you think
to get,
that's a?
But do not overuse it.
Yeah,
man.
Mike Breen doesn't say bang after every three, right?
You can't overuse it. Sometimes you don't get a bang in a game because Mike Breen doesn't want to saturate you.
I think Dwayne Wade needs
what
to
makes
learn
it special.
That. I think he's already.
I wouldn't mind it if he just done it one time, man. Okay, that's a little go-to. You put a little work in this. You got a little phrase,
right?
We don't need to hear it four times in two games.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He cannot use it again.
Oh, he's going to. He tweeted about it.
Stop.
He tweeted it. He retweeted.
He's trying to plant his flag, I guess, as an analyst. That's not working for me.
It's too much. It's just too much of it. The pronoun thing, I'm not getting into that, but in terms of just your...
Yeah, I'm not... No need to touch that.
You're using it too often, right?
Yes.
I believe in that. I believe in you can use something too much and ruin it. That's what I believe. Others may disagree, but I believe it. And I think he's already ruined
it. I'm going to tell you something else. Is it still running? The cube. He's terrible on it.
Oh, I don't think... Is that... Oh, that game show?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think we did 2 years. And I want to say the second year, they even tried to bring in Shaq and try to bring in some help and stuff. Dwayne Wade was hosting. It's not good. We gave it a real shot, my wife and myself. It's garbage.
Yeah.
It might be better with a different host.
I don't know if it is or not.
So I'm just going to tell you, Dwayne Wade, analyst, whatever else, game show host, Smoove don't need it. I'm not hating. It's an opinion. He doesn't draw me in.
Yeah. I think I'm just bad at stuff like that because I just don't – I clearly –
I do not watch The Cube. They were forcing it down our throats last year.
I have not seen it. I have not seen it at all.
It come on right after something we were watching live. I can't remember what it was. They were forcing it down our throats.
Yeah.
Not a Cube fan.
I don't think that survived, though. Maybe it did.
I can't find anything. It was cringe network every time it was on.
Yeah. So you're fine with the
punchline
itself.
And I'm starting to cringe every time Dwayne talks now.
Oh, and it was like...
From what you're telling me, he's saying the same damn thing. Like he's stuck. AI bot stuck.
And he kept reminding us that he played with LeBron. Now, I do appreciate the I don't want to say we or us, even though I played for Team USA or what do I do. Like, I appreciated that. That was a nice little moment of candor. Like, okay, but...
I'll need to hear more if I'm going to be won back by Dwayne.
Yeah, he's got to pick it up. He's got to pick it up. You know, because this is the big stage, right? I mean, for the, you know, and I know this is still pool play, which, you know, amazingly, you just don't care about.
What I would have done is flown over Jaylen Brown, you know, Mr. Chocolate.
Right.
Since nobody else seems to want him.
Yeah.
How about your finals MVP?
We need to
have him weigh in on the situation.
We should have naturalized him as a Serbian.
I mean, Jaylen Brown greater than Dwayne Wade as an analyst for these games. It would have been a better choice.
I mean, if Spain's got a dude named Lorenzo Brown, we can get a Jaylen Brown in Serbia. You ain't going to get a Lorenzo Brown Spaniard.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
You know? Karlik Jones apparently does have some South Sudanese heritage.
Oh, Lawal ain't making those up.
Well, I'm just saying.
This whole team's got real Sudanese. Yes. Yes.
Well, you're naturalized,
South Sudanese
right?
Heritage.
You're naturalized. So, I think Lorenzo Brown, like, plays there professionally, so, like, he's, you know, whatever.
It's fine.
Just like Joel Embiid for us. But although, I think we would like to revoke it. I mean, I think we would like to revoke it and, we go build something somewhere else. You know, at this point,
I'm not going to fault athletes for going. So, who was it? It was our man Kyle Anderson and FIBA playing for China or something.
Yeah,
because you're not going to get those opportunities.
Correct.
And it occurred to me again watching gymnastics last night when only the top two can advance to the all around, and you're cutting off somebody
right.
who may have medaled.
Yes,
and really competing against each other. Well, again, if she's competing for a different country, she's in the finals. But it's so I don't have a problem with it so long as you've got real ties.
Yeah.
And Kyle Anderson, we found out, does.
Japan has a dude named Josh Hawkinson.
Wow.
Who is not Japanese. I don't know if you guys know that. But, yes. You have Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
You have Josh Hawkinson. They do have the Nebraska guard. Remember him? Tominaga? He played here in Memphis in the tournament for Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Kasei, I think is his name. Kasei Tominaga. He's out there.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yuta's out there for Japan. So I actually watched quite a bit of basketball over the weekend.
Well, good, because that's kind of where I was light.
So I can give you like a quick rundown of what you need to know around the world, if that works.
Again, there's not as much a drama because it feels like USA's got this.
That's probably true.
So long as we got KD, we're fine.
But I think the silver is an interesting discussion, right? Germany beats the hell out of Japan. Greece and Canada have a back and forth affair. Great game, a super great game. Dylan Brooks fouls out, Lou Dort fouls out, but Canada does get the win, 86-70. Canada does get the win, 86-79. Spain loses to Australia. Spain just not what it once was, man. They have old guards. They don't have like that Santi, as you said. He's really their only guy that can that can explode. I mean, they're running out guards like...
And, I mean, they just didn't have a future planned post Gasol brothers.
Yeah. And it's showing. France gets out to a 78-66 win over Brazil, and Victor Wembanyama was frankly unbelievable.
It must be something to play in front of your home country like that. It's going to be great for the American athletes next 4 years from now playing in L.A.
Yes.
Like that whole experience when they're there for you.
Yes.
And, whether it was a cyclist I was watching win first, or I think she was first in mountain biking or whatever, and then Wimby getting a chance to play in front of the home crowd, like the French swimmer. Like, that's a different experience that a lot of Olympians Phelps never got it, I think they said. Phelps never had an Olympics in front of his own folks. I think that's right, and I think I heard it because they were talking about this Frenchman getting the opportunity to do so. That's a different level.
Yes, it is.
When you can feel that, right? The whole country behind you there on top of you.
Wimby finishes with 19
pretty
points,
awesome.
9 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 blocks. He had one dunk that was just like, it was just all arm. It was like literally Space Jam, bro. It was just so sick, man. Brazil couldn't do nothing with him, bro.
He's an alien.
78-66. So the next round of pool play kicks off tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Need you to be up around 3:30 so you can be locked in.
It's Wednesday, right, for us?
Yeah, Wednesday for the United States.
Yeah, that's when I lock.
There's a whole world out there outside of this country.
There's an entire world.
You know,
am I the only one who literally doesn't care who finishes second?
I know you do, and
you do because there's opportunity here. I do not. What I care about is that the men win gold in basketball. I could care less who gets
third.
Well,
yeah, because you don't care who's second in gymnastics or bound biking or anything else either.
We got to redeem ourselves after the fourth place finish at FIBA? We lost in Canada in the third place game. Yeah. Yes, I believe that's correct.
But Spain, Greece, 4 a.m., Canada, Australia, 6:30. And then Brazil, Germany, right as we go off the air, 2 o'clock are the main ones tomorrow. And then, yes, the United States will get their rematch with South Sudan.
Like, who's our rival in basketball? It feels like we have there's more real rivalry. The Australians and Americans have a rivalry in swimming that if you don't know the history of, you can't appreciate. But the NBC's done a good job of making us aware. There's a real rivalry there. You look across the pool, the Australians hate the Americans and their damn cowbell. At the swim meets, we found out, and the Americans hate the fact that the Australians have made that public now, how much they despise us.
Yeah.
There's a real hatred there that adds to it. What does American basketball have? Who is that for them?
I think it used to be Spain, right?
Would it be Canada?
Well, I think it's probably too new.
Yes, that it used to be Spain when they were...
Or Argentina, when they had Ginobili and all them.
Well, maybe, yeah. I would lean towards Spain, yeah, the first one, when they had the Saul brothers. Yeah.
But I think that it gets...
Well, one thing you got to look at them as equals, and we don't look at anybody as equals. But
Canada's
the world has clearly caught up.
Yeah,
Canada just ain't. We'll see, I guess.
Canada has to beat the United States first.
I mean, they did. Well, they got them in the third place game last year. That wasn't our team.
Yeah.
If you can compete a little bit better against these main guys,
exactly.
Maybe it could grow from that.
Yeah, I think that's the best chance
because they do have a ton of pros. Like that's one thing that can help there.
Yeah, like
Canada.
You know, France. Doesn't really have enough outside of Wimby.
Wimby and Gobert, you're just not scared of them.
And their guard play is terrible.
And you will never be scared of Gobert.
Yeah.
Wimby, though, will get us to a point where it's like, you know, like Jokic is with Serbia, you better respect.
I think Germany could be interesting.
Oh, I respect them.
Yeah.
Because I told you about, you know, Schroeder's just a Team USA kid.
You need to see it sort of in a meaningful Olympic
for whatever,
play, but
you put him with the Wagner boys, and
exactly.
it's legit.
Yeah, and they're young
then
enough.
They got the shooters in the corners
exactly.
and wings.
That Germany probably would be...
I heard your boy Wade, break it down and say, why aren't they considered... We had touched on that, didn't we? Why aren't they considered more of a...
Contender.
Because you told me they're not in the top three. What were they, fourth, fifth?
Yeah.
In terms of favorites they should be higher.
They're not even the favorite in their group. I mean, they're, you know,
who's
France, which I disagree with. I disagree with France.
Germany's going to beat them.
I agree. I totally
agree. When's that game? Did you already say that? That one's not coming up in the next round.
It would be, I believe.
That's a good one. That's a slick good one.
I believe it would be the third game, right? Would the top two teams in their group play?
I'm going to leave it to you on that.
That I have to find out.
What we know they will play is in the same pool there, though. And you say France is the pick in that
pool.
There will be a
Germany-France game. And I can't wait to bet Germany in that one.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on
that. Please give me some points in that one. I won't be up tomorrow at 4 a.m. watching Greece, Spain. That is where I draw the line. I heard you
were giving out winners on BetQL. You were picking final scores and everything. You really locked in this Olympic basketball. Did you see this, Brad? He like nailed the final score.
I'm impressed with
like
your work on BetQL, by the way.
Hey,
I don't want to put down their current hosts.
No.
But your offering is very good.
Can you do it on volleyball, though? Can you do it on badminton? Can you take it elsewhere?
Because
all I've seen is a focus on one sport.
That's a handicapping of one sport.
You do what you do.
That's right. I focus on what I'm good at, what I know about. You know,
I don't see much range.
Well,
again, it's something I hold against my actors.
He's air checking you now, John.
See some range.
Dude, Robert Downey Jr. has been playing the same guy for 15 years, and he's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. He's switching it up. What are we talking about? He's about to play Dr. Doom.
It's the same thing.
He's switching it up.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. He's Marvel.
He has shown us much range.
Okay, look.
Downey Jr. has shown us a lot of range.
I don't have to show.
It's not just Marvel.
You know,
he was Sherlock as well.
I don't want range. I want 65%. That's what I want. And if I'm hitting at 65%, I'll retire.
You're just going to stay there, I see.
You know?
Do the guys at RAS just do NFL football, which they're so good at?
They do college.
Of course they don't.
They do college,
right.
Do NFL, you know, and they do college basketball.
There you go.
But, you know, again, I can do those things. But
I'm
not going to do badminton and damn beach volleyball.
I'm just saying, there's respect.
Did Chase Buttinger win today, by the way? He was playing like around 10 a.m.
There's respect for what you do, covering Olympic basketball and handicapping it. And then there's respect Berger.
Right.
But when you decide to
That's what I'm aspiring
out.
To. Right. By the way, he did. Chase Buttinger and his partner won, former Arizona Wildcat, former NBA draft pick, won their opening round beach volleyball match. He and Miles Evans beat Arnaud Gauthier-Rott and Youssef Krou in two sets, by the way, two sets.
Watch the little women's volleyball, beach volleyball. Right there with the Eiffel Tower behind them. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think we beat, was it Czechia?
Mm-hmm. Chechnya? Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't realize they were allowed to be in the Olympics.
Had them running all around.
But yeah, so you will not, but men's volleyball is, that's where you're just not, you don't care who wins the gold.
It's just something different about watching the men. It's not as.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Heard that.
I get it. It's
I don't know what that is.
It's just your.
They're just, women are so much more competitive.
It's your toxic masculinity that's talking there.
I don't
there.
Think that's what's talking. Just women, I find them more competitive.
No more Karch Karai. You know, we don't have those leapers. Gone.
Is that who's doing the analyst work?
I think it is. Yeah, I think he's calling the games.
Karch is not far away. He's not far away.
No, yeah. He's still with us. It's like they take the great Olympians. If you're Michael Phelps, you're calling it. You know?
Right. Right. Anyway, that's been the weekend in sports with the Olympics. We'll get into the Hall of Fame game, which is this week. Praise. So football is back. I believe technically last Thursday was the last Thursday without football.
Very exciting.
I don't know. 8 months? Yeah, so
your boy got
paid. 7 months or something like that. 6 months. So, yes, Jordan Love got paid. Tua got paid. Everybody getting paid
out
here.
Good for Tua. Tua earned it. He really did.
So Jason will have some remarks about that and more when we get back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Just heard us talking about the best place to bet the games this summer is with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I'd tell you, just take those USA men and basketball. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports. Maybe you're watching all the teams like John is in basketball, but from basketball to badminton, soccer to swimming, no flag football this time around. That'll be 2028. FanDuel's got it all, so don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to sign up and start betting the games today. Just make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports book partner of 92.9 FM. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonuses issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN and 790 The Bet Memphis are making a difference in the community with the annual Church Health Giving Day on Tuesday, July 30th. Log on and donate through the Church Health link at 92.9ESPN.com.
Tomorrow is the Church Health Day of Giving from 92.9 FM ESPN. Tomorrow, all day long, matching donations. We need your support at 92.9ESPN.com.
Church Health Giving Day 2024 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I kind of just want to let the thing play, bro, you know?
Where was Stacey went last night, too.
Orpheum?
Yeah. Yeah, I think my wife said she saw her. I don't know if they talked, but I think
There was like 2,500 people there last night. It was sold out.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think people were bumping in that joint.
Amazing.
Bunch of people that look like your wife.
Love it. Did Stacey say it was a great show?
Loved it. Said it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Loved the cast, the whole deal. How about you? How about Sam?
She loved it. Said she cried. Said the slipping through my fingers all the time. I try to catch you every minute.
Yeah. Okay.
What, bro?
You're singing. It's atrocious.
No, it's not.
You literally make people change the station when you start singing.
If I promote that I'm going to sing, people will tune in. You will get a better stream this month if I promote that I'm about to sing.
Zero stream.
So would you like to try that out?
Please, no.
What you know about that?
John sings the hits.
What you know about that ABBA? You know what I'm saying?
Not much.
Aren't they Swedish?
Mm-hmm.
Like love ABBA. I rock with ABBA. Dancing Queen.
No, ABBA been around a long time. Got a healthy respect for ABBA.
I do like ABBA, too. It's a guilty pleasure song. All their stuff is guilty pleasure stuff.
I mean, look,
stuff.
It definitely...
It lasts a generation.
It definitely chips away at my sort of street exterior.
Yeah.
You know?
It cuts through it a little bit. Yeah.
But I have to be true to who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that was last night.
That's going on for a while. Isn't
it? Is it?
I think.
Sound like you two can should head on down.
I think we
get
should.
Get very giddy about your wives going. Sounds like y'all would enjoy it just the same.
They have the whole season. I guess the season now, if the Orpheum is extending it, it's throughout the whole year now. It used to be like seasonal. Now they've extended that.
Y'all see Benson and Chris Luther down there.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, that's right.
They got season passes.
You're going to see their names on the wall like, benefactor, you know what I'm saying? Like at the zoo. You know, you can you see those like tribute. That bench is made possible by Jeff Calkins.
A lot of money, yeah. A lot of donations.
That's another thing. I did that over the weekend, too. And here's the thing about the zoo. Love the zoo. Love Memphis Zoo being here. It's awesome. But, you know, as a parent, you do it once, you do it a million times. You know, I mean, how many different ways can I see this lion, you know, or this gorilla scratch his ass? I mean, it's just, you know, it's, I mean, it, again, it's.
Don't talk down on our zoo.
No, it's a great zoo.
It's our zoo.
It is. I love, but I'm just saying, like, okay, here's the cat. He's laying down. He's meow. You know, okay, all right. So then, tiger's not out. Sorry. I've got to come back later. Watch tiger. You know, it's just.
It sounds like a man needs to go on free Tuesdays or
I
something.
I need to go on a safari. I want to go on a safari.
Since you didn't get your money's worth.
Bennett would go for you. He had your place. He loves going to the zoo.
No, the zoo. Let me be clear. Love the zoo. It's amazing.
Doesn't sound like it.
But it's just repetitive.
Have you done the Children's Museum yet? Have you done that whole thing?
Yeah, all of it.
You should have a membership there.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the Children's Museum?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
It's worth it.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I love that.
We really need to
get two at the ages you got need.
We need a zoo membership. I told my wife this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it cost me $70 for me, my wife, and Riley to go this weekend. I'm like, what? The membership is $150 for a family of four.
Oh.
So we hustling backwards already. So I'm
if you're going to make more than one trip, you should have the zoo membership.
And you're going to make more than one trip. Right.
It wasn't a part of Chris's upbringing. But it is a good deal. Children's Museum was ours.
Got you.
Definitely had the membership there. If we were zoo people, we would have had the membership.
Yeah.
And since you are, it sounds like you'll be forced into this life. You need to go in.
The zoo PR just sent me an email. They have been voted Newsweek's best zoo.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell John's talking about.
They're up for voting. Actually, it's voting through July 31st.
It has nothing to do with the quality of the zoo. It's just the idea of the zoo. It's just like, as you know,
it's pretty good, John.
No, it's a great zoo. It's just like how many times, right? I mean, can I see the same animals, you know, do the same? Now, we did see a big-ass hippo come real close.
Yeah.
But again, like...
Nowhere else in Memphis to see that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be like a...
Careful.
There used to be a property that would have like wild animals, you know, like that I think was breaking the law for sure in their backyard. I don't remember exactly what part of Memphis it was, but it was like known.
Was that Mongo?
It was not Mongo. It was definitely not Mongo, although he had some peculiar things. Yep. But it was like... Like, people knew, like, he had, like, some hogs over there. He had all kind of animals over there, which, again, I don't know if it's still the case today. But anyway, love the zoo. Let me be clear.
Doesn't sound like they'll be getting a respect burger.
Well.
Not from you, sir.
No, they are amazing.
Appreciate you, Memphis Zoo.
Me, you know, my kids love the zoo. My kids could not. My kid woke up today on Monday and say, "We going to the zoo? We just went. Saturday."
Well, that's a family that needs a membership.
Okay.
She was obviously very impressed. You were not.
No, she loves the zoo. Exactly. And you know what? If she loves it, I love it. It
needs to be exactly.
How's that? So, anyway, good times as always. All right, hey, it's Ed Scott's first day at the University of Memphis.
Oh. Is there anybody left still working there?
No, actually.
I know Claire is.
He's in there like Will Smith at the end of the Fresh Prince.
I was going to say, because Jeff Crane just emptied out his office and got on down, didn't he?
He did. Yep, he did. Which, you know, it is obviously understandable. He wanted the AD job, did not get it.
I wouldn't have stayed either.
100%.
You know,
yeah.
Be to work underneath the guy I lost the job to. If I had a choice in the matter, yes, I would get on down.
Exactly. So he
salute you, Jeff Crane.
Yeah. As Jeff points out, he was over the Liberty Bowl renovations.
Jeff said the folks said he was the glue behind it.
Yeah. So, I mean, they'll have to replace him on that front.
Can we get it done without the glue?
I think so.
Can we find new glue?
I think you
can. And that's Ed Scott's charge.
Right. So. Okay, let's. I'm gonna put it to you like this. I'm gonna frame it to you like this. I'm gonna throw you a change up because you didn't even know.
You don't know how to throw a change up. Go right ahead, though.
It's coming at you.
Knock right. This thing out the park. It's John's first change up. Go.
Like your next president, Kamala, who I know you're super excited about.
Is there a race going on? A new race? A new race? Go ahead.
Excited.
Just kidding.
What would you like?
There does seem to be a new energy, doesn't there? Go right ahead.
What would you like?
I'm sure your question has nothing to do with that.
No, I just wanted to get that in. What would you like Ed Scott to achieve in his first 100 days in office? What's a realistic objective checklist? 100 days, so that'd be like what? 4 months from now?
I mean,
so.
Let's be real. It's a good question. Football is going to run itself the next 100 days. There's nothing really you can do. I mean, of course, you'd say, you know, win. Because we'll be started, what, end of August? By the time you get through camp and everything else, we'll be ready to rock. So that's including the first 100 days. You could say win. I would say this. Let's cheer up Penny Hardaway.
Okay. Cheer him up.
More importantly, let's get on the same page with him. And just sort of understand where we are. And if I'm Ed Scott, because, again, I think football's in a great place. And we could easily say, take care of business on that side. But Ed Scott has no control of it. What I think is important is that he and Penny go into this season as much as you can on sort of the same page with an athletic director who didn't hire you. So you're never going to be, if we're talking on the same page, in same sentence.
Yep.
If you know what I mean. You're not his pick. But here's the point. I'd want to know... Every option, in terms of what Penny Hardaway thinks, not just the plan, but all ways that this could play out. And the thing I've discussed the most is that if it goes bad, because we've talked about it since Penny got hired, what you don't want is a situation where, you know, it ends like Larry Finch, where you're asking Penny Hardaway to leave when he wants to stay.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because that's disaster. In a way that would be different than Larry because Penny's a booster. We've talked about it. That relationship after, you know, post-Penny as the Memphis coach is still important. Penny's name's on the Hall of on the Athletic Hall of Fame over there. You know, he's one of your big ambassadors. But I'd go back to that point of especially after what I saw from Penny a few weeks ago in the interview, sort of where he's at with the job. Right? How fulfilling is it still? We know he's driven, but what happens if it goes awry and it can in college basketball? Again, you're going to still be driven? Like I said, what scared me the most is how much Penny reminded us, I could roll out,
yep.
Right, and live a happy life. Again, he is so much different than most coaches in college basketball who have to stick to this, to college basketball coaching because they're trying to climb a ladder.
Yep.
Penny doesn't have to do that. And he could. So if I'm Ed Scott, I would want to know all, you know, go through every scenario. Hey, what if we don't make the tournament? How in are you still? Because I've got to be able to handle that situation, John, as, you know, seamlessly, a situation that could get kind of crazy, as seamlessly as I can. Again, a guy I didn't hire, who this city and this university, the fans of the school hold up, but I've also got to hold him accountable.
Right.
And so.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.